Hey Wanderers, and welcome to the last arc of Outlaws Wanted. Running this show has been hugely satisfying for me. It has been great to tell a story 3 years in the making, so thank you to everyone who has listened to a big story about space and monsters and friends and cooking and power armor. You can check us out at the following: wandering_gamers at twitch.tv, at the WGN podcast on Twitter, at the Wandering Gamer Network on Instagram, and on the Wandering Gamer Network on Facebook. And now, please enjoy the final arc of Outlaws Wanted. Hey Wanderers, and welcome back to Outlaws Wanted. In our last arc, the Outlaws were hiding after losing Homestead to Chaos. While trying to track down a map leading to the secret base of the Outlaws, the crew learned that most of the Interstellar Council is being policed by Chaos-infected robots called Watchers. With the help of an Interstellar Council captain, the crew was able to halt the production of the Watchers and destroy the chaotic entity animating them. Finally, the Interstellar Council has a chance to rebuild. But, in their moment of victory, the crew was dragged down into a realm of pure madness. The battleground chosen by Chaos for your final showdown. Meanwhile, above Avis, a battle for who will hold control of the galaxy rages. Camilla and Ivana watch in horror as a man with black eyes and gray scaled skin walks out of a portal. He says something to the crew of the Honor about being annoyed at losing, and then Sully, Gyla, Vika, Malcolm, and Lucy all faint, just collapsing on the ground. Ivana and Camilla both attack on reflex, Ivana drawing a blaster and firing, while Camilla draws two particle magnetism weapons and lunges at the man. He simply laughs and steps backward through the portal. As he goes through, he says with horrible glee, "Enjoy the fireworks!" Camilla rushes to her unconscious friends. They are alive, but not awake. Meanwhile, overhead, the fireworks begin. Galactic Alliance ships, fully tainted by chaos, drop out of phased antispace and open fire on Ivana's already damaged vessel. The massive, slow-moving ship can do little more than attempt lethargic evasive maneuvers. On board the Fennec, Captain Nash and his small crew of outlaws watch in confusion. They were told that they were just here to be a show of force if some Interstellar Council captain wouldn't listen to reason. But hundreds of Galactic Alliance ships are dropping out of phase. There was a moment of horrible pause, then Nash said in a calm, measured voice, "Drop flares, launch the decoys, and drop us into the soup. We need to look like we're burning debris." The Fennec flares signaled the battle to begin. Outlaws scattered, meanwhile massive ships began to lumber around Avis, bringing cannons to bear on each other. Nothing really prepares you for what it's like to watch unfathomably huge ships begin to rip chunks off of each other. The Fennec bounced and burned in the high atmosphere and just watched, as more and more ships dropped out of phased antispace. First the Great Wayfarer, then several ships of the Guild of Commerce dropped out, seemingly totally unaware of the chaos they had been plunged into. Nash just watched and waited, looking for an opening where a small crew might make all the difference, while his pilot balanced the heat of atmospheric friction with the need to remain invisible. Far below, on the surface, a congregation kneels in a circle, hands outstretched towards the sky. The figure in the middle of the congregation begins to speak. "Finally it has arrived, the Great Atrophy! Look on as all our constructs are rendered meaningless and returned to the truth. It is a good day, a day of burning and unmaking. Rejoice! Soon all that will remain will be truth." As he shouts, black tears fall from his clear eyes. All of you awake on board a ship in the middle of an ocean of dark and viscous liquid. A sail flaps overhead, and beneath you, water-worn wood groans and creaks in the faintly rippling water. All of you are on board a ship with the name Honor painted in faint golden letters on the side. All right, now here is a surprise fun part for all of you. This is a metaphorical representation of your ship, the Honor. And I want each one of you to go around and give me like one detail about the ship or like think of this as almost like a subsystem, but you know what I mean? Like, one cool thing about the ship, other than just it is a roughly worn, fairly small sailboat in the middle of a viscous black lake.
Oh, I got it. The med bay is absolutely horrifying now.
So below decks, there's like a like sawbones shop.
Oh, 100%.
Like sawbones, and then just like a pile of lemons.
There's also like rags for you to bite down on. Like, as
tell me about the mercury.
Everything is in like all the chemicals are in bottles, and they're all very vaguely labeled, like with pictures. Nothing is like accurately labeled, and it is truly horrifying. You're like, I don't know if I want to be in this med bay ever.
Cool. All right, Yzma. I love it. All right, who's next?
So the like captain's quarters. I was actually going to go the opposite direction of Zach. Zach's like, my area is a monstrosity, and I'm like, the pirates or the captain's area is actually fairly well ornamented and has a nice cartography table right in the middle. A la Sea of Thieves.
To be fair, I didn't say it's in bad condition. I just said when you go from auto dock med bay to saws, like literal like wood cutting saws, it's a downgrade.
Well, they're not wood cutting saws, they're bone cutting saws.
Shh, let me believe my fairy tale. I don't need to think about this too hard.
I was going to say that the cannons all have like names scratched onto them.
Oh, I like that.
In Gila's handwriting.
Of course they do. As soon as you said that, I was like, it couldn't have been anything else.
We have absolutely maintained the workshop that Gila has, and it's like insane amounts of bombs and cannons and
colorful powders.
Every nonsense we absolutely can have.
Is Gila's area of the ship like the most unchanged?
Probably.
Probably between that and the galley, honest. Well, I mean, in terms of like that being more of, it's still a kitchen, you know?
The biggest difference between Gila's area on the normal ship and now is the bench is now wood.
I was going to say, like, wires have been replaced with powders.
So, Cody, I'm curious about something before we get too deep into it. Are we fully entrenched in this fantasy? Like, does this seem natural for us, or is this like a shock surprise?
Oh, no, this would be weird. Yeah, this is...
Okay.
You've dealt with, like, constructs in realms of thought, so you could probably piece like, you know, three and three together that, you know, oh, we're in a massive instance of that.
Well, that's what I was asking, if it was like, is this just how things are now and we're supposed to act natural in it, or is this gonna be like, what fresh hell is this?
No, you don't have to role play as if you are pirates. This is like, You know that you used to be on a spaceship and what a spaceship is, and that this is a downgrade.
Okay. No, that seriously, that was my question. Is like, am I role playing this as a pirate on the ship?
No.
Right. It's more like we got pushed onto a stage play.
Can I add another detail about the science array now, then?
Definitely. Yeah.
It's just a map. It is a map that is tacked up to the side of the wall. It went from being like our navigation and comms thing, and now it's just
like holographic.
Yeah, it was like all the cartographic stuff, and like there was wires connecting it where I could like amp systems, and now it's just a map. There is a chair still in front of it, though.
And instead of having like a button for the comm or whatever, it's just a megaphone that you pick up and yell when you want to get someone's attention.
There's a tin can with a string.
We don't have the secret officer room anymore, but we do have a ton of alcohol.
Yes.
Can we still have the secret officer's room? We just have a very comically large crow's nest.
You know what? When I said captain's quarters, I was thinking officer room. I said the wrong thing. That's what I was talking. Oh. I was talking about the officer's,
the secret room. The
officer's room. It can still be secret somewhere. We can figure out where what convoluted thing you have to do to get there.
It's behind a bookshelf. It's behind a bookcase.
How's Vi doing with the engine room just like kind of no longer existing?
The engine room is basically just sails now, so...
So you're going to take real good care of those sails.
Yep.
All of you hear a voice come from a figure that is sitting up from the deck and looking around at all of you. This has happened once before, but it never ceases to be weird to sit up without actuators. I miss the actuators in a way, but it is freeing again to just be a body without the power suit. But honestly, now I'm kind of not looking forward to being back in it.
What does Lucy look like?
So Lucy sits up and he's still gigantic. Like, Lucy be like in by the fact that he was chosen to be in the position that he is within the imposition that is like a rigorous set of physical standards. So he's still a gigantic guy who is very muscular. And he's just got like a giant block of a head and a lantern jaw and kind of like close cropped hair. But this is the first time you're seeing like anything other than just face, you know? And he's kind of looking confusedly at his relatively normal sized hands, and he stands up and doesn't tower over you. He's just like 6 feet tall, you know, like tall, but not weird.
So I'm imagining this is my headcanon. You guys can agree or disagree with this. I'm just imagining Major Armstrong from Full Metal Alchemist.
Yeah. I mean a little bit, but not blonde. Yeah. Like he's got that feel to him, you know, where he is big. If anything, almost a little bit more the Butcher.
Yeah, okay.
But similar, you know, I mean, similar vibes. Although he doesn't have a beard, because, you know, that wouldn't be allowed. That's not regulation.
What is he wearing, like, clothes-wise?
Oh, he is wearing a very plain, like, shirt with, like, the, you know, the lace on the front. So it's like a V-cut that has, like, a shoestring going back and forth in it. And a pair of rough canvas pants, and that is all. He decidedly did not bring a lot of personality into this when it did not have the power armor.
Does he have, like, a knife strapped to his thigh? Like,
no.
Like,
totally unarmed. he begins walking around and pulling you to your feet. Am I to assume, then, that we are in some kind of realm of... I don't totally understand this... weird stuff.
You and me both.
This is a little bit beyond what I'm used to, but I think we've gone beyond just the normal weird realm that I'm usually in and into Chaos's home realm.
Well, that seems unfair to me, but I will say I believe the imposition frequently suggests cheating in combat, so reasonable.
Isn't it going to look all the more impressive when you kill Chaos in his own house? I was home. I don't know what this is, honestly.
I do enjoy your confidence, Sully, and I also enjoy your new look. All right, so everyone go around. Tell me what you look like.
Oh, yeah, I'm so excited. Sully, since this is Chaos's realm, I took inspiration that, like, since Sully is Harmony or whatever you want to call it in Cody's narrative, Chaos views him as the captain, whether or not he is. So he looks very much... Like how typical like Pirates of the Caribbean, like how kind of like how Barbossa would with like a pirate jacket and looks very formal and fancy. But instead of navy or blue, it's a bright red, and on the back it has the five symbols of the different factions within the normal world, and they're forming a symbol of harmony. And then his syringe gun is now a flintlock, and his particle weapon is just a cutlass instead of a longsword.
I gotta say, something that I do love about RPGs and spoken games is that you can say that that symbol exists, and it puts no impetus on any of us to make it exist.
Oh, yeah, me and Caitlin were talking, it's like, none of these symbols exist for any of the factions, but I'm sure, like, all of the factions, like, have a symbol that, like...
Yeah, they would all have something. I have a picture in my mind of what this would look like, and I like it.
Artists out there, design it. Go.
And my mystic symbol's now a symbol of harmony instead, but I think that's everything about Sully. Is my penguin here?
I kind of hadn't introed the penguin yet, but, you know, you'll see.
Okay, then I won't describe how he looks then. You know, we can cut this out. That is what Sully looks like. Oh, he also has, like, a big floppy hat with a feather in it.
Cool. All right, who's next?
I'll go ahead, I guess. So, Mal is still wearing a similar type of brown leather duster, but it's, like, longer, even longer than a normal duster. Very, very piratey looking. I don't know how, but it's hard to describe just in words. I've been looking at pictures and I see a few that's like, yeah, looks like that. But he's also wearing a tricorn hat. Looks very captainly, which is really funny if Sully also looks very captainly. His weapon is now a pistol sword, which is a thing that apparently exists. I didn't know that those actually existed. Apparently they were actually weapons used by the U.S. Navy in the mid 1800s. It's basically just a pistol with a knife attached to it. Here, I'll send you guys a picture because audience can't see this, but you can look up pistol sword.
All right,
sick bayonet pistol.
Right. I will say his is the sword part of his. It's still so the gun part is still a pistol, but the sword part is longer. I'm trying to think. I don't know names of swords.
The knife part is a lot bigger than I thought it would be.
Yeah.
It's more like a knife with a little barrel attached to the top.
It's a Bowie knife with a flintlock taped to it.
Okay. His is more like a falchion. So it's that same general shape, but it's much longer. I think that's it for what Mal looks like.
You can go, Mandy.
Okay, so Vi actually looks pretty similar to the way she looks in normal life. Instead of like future-y fabrics, it's canvas, shirt, pants. They kind of like taper at where they end, so at like the calf and on like the forearm, so that they're not like loose. And she's got one of those sashes that keeps everything tucked together. No shoes. And, oh no, I had it pulled up. Hang on. Let me pull it back up. What I wrote down. Okay. So her drill gun is now a chaotic blunderbuss. So it's in the shape of a blunderbuss normally, but because it's chaos, it will shape itself into the different handheld tools that she needs. And obviously, Cody, you can tell me when that gets a little overpowered. I don't think it will, though, since we're on a ship.
No, I think you're fine.
The rolling shield that she had is now smoke bombs. And like that's usually a one-use item, but it's being constantly replaced because we're in the cognitive realm. And that's how that kind of stuff works, I think. And then her drone is a parrot.
Yes.
I saw the parrot drone and looking back at my description, I'm like, oh, I'm so excited for this parrot drone.
So Gyla like looks down at herself and then like looks around towards the sky and is just like, really? Really, Chaos? I knew you were petty, but this is a new low. And she is dressed in a uniform that is clearly meant to resemble her old Guild of Commerce military uniform. She's not about that life. So she like kind of like opens the jacket and starts ripping off the bottom of her pants. These are terrible. And just like rips them off. So they've got like a jagged cuff now.
Lucy clearly blushes and like turns around as this is the least formal thing he's ever seen a woman do.
I mean, it's like at the knee. It's not.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. He lives his whole life in power armor. He's a never nude.
Yeah, so she's like trying to make the most of a very formal uniform and just like have it, trying to wear it as slouchily as possible.
Not to belabor a point or anything, but or I guess not belabor, but and assume that maybe anyone knows better than me. What do we do now? Because I'm not certain that there's a galley, and I'm unsure what else to do.
I guess we start by exploring the ship.
And I'm taking this hat. Gyla takes Sully's hat with the feather. Like, well, that's better. Take that, Chaos. All right, now what were you saying, Lucy? I'm ready.
Lucy clears his throat. I was merely asking what... I understand that Chaos brought us here, but what do we do now, I guess?
Kick it in the teeth, I reckon.
He said something about fighting him on his home turf. I assume that is this. I guess, where is he?
I don't know
that.
Can I try to, like, weird search out him?
Yes, you can. Roll me a... Oh, boy. It's been so long since I've asked anyone to make a roll in this game. 2 seconds.
It's just a weird roll, right?
Well, it's probably, but I don't know what the rules... I don't know what it's even called.
Weird.
Do something weird.
Yeah, we'll just say that.
Cool. That is an 8.
When you reach out with your mind to try to find something weird, as you said, you can feel distinct head pain in, like, 4 different directions. You can feel almost, like, 4 malignant and hateful forces at work on these waters. And as you begin reaching out with your mind, you kind of feel a brief quake in the water, and then way off in the stern, you can suddenly see, like, rising up over the horizon, dark sails on a ship that, even though it is far away, seems much larger than yours. What does everybody do?
I relay that to the crew.
Yeah, I think we found him. How do we get this thing to move? Vi is gonna... I figure she has, like, a vague knowledge of how this would work, or how a ship would work. And so she's going to climb the... I can't think of the word. The mast. She's going to climb the mast and start, like, unfurling the sails.
All right. What does everyone else do?
Time to bust out these babies and see what they can do. She's going to go below deck and find the box of cannonballs. Start lucking stuff up.
Perfect. All right. Sully and Malcolm.
I think Sully's going to go up to the crow's nest and be lookout.
Okay.
And that's a place where he can stage weird attacks from, too, I feel like, without maybe burning the ship down.
I guess Mal will start by checking on an anchor, see if we have an anchor down and get it up if we do, and if nothing else, he'll get on the wheel.
Malcolm, take the wheel.
Really, both of you are just going to make act under pressure. Oh, wait, no, this is ship combat, kind of. Okay, hang on. I am going to say that basically, Vika, you're repairing a subsystem. Malcolm, you are going to be... I think what this would be is, like, escaping combat, essentially. Well, I guess that's the question. Are you sailing towards or away?
Well, what do you think, Sully? Do we go fight the scary thing over there, or are we running?
Oh, well, we're going to have to fight this eventually, but if we take out the other entities, it might make it weaker. I'm not sure. The thing that's coming towards us, Cody, did that feel like one of the entities that I felt with my mind, or no?
Not one of the 4. It's something else. Do you want to try to make a perception check on this thing?
Yes. What do I add?
This would be either cool or weird, depending on what you're doing. I would say if you're looking with your eyes, this is cool. Like, if you're trying to use a telescope up there, that's cool. If you are trying to gain some... supernatural sense for it, that would be weird. Just depends on what you're doing.
I'll probably reach out with weird, and I'll take an 8.
Okay. Sorry, what did everyone else roll?
What did you say I was rolling?
Oh, wait. Sorry, no, you're still trying to decide whether or not you're going towards it or away. My bad. So you reach out with your mind, and you just feel chaos, like chaos there. And as you reach out with your mind, you almost feel yourself rushing towards the ship as if your body is being, you know, what's the word? You're like having an out-of-body experience as you rush towards the ship, and you can see Chaos standing behind the wheel of his own giant, splendid vessel, smiling ear to ear as he's sailing straight for you.
Does he look like a pirate too?
Yeah, oh yeah. He's definitely got on pirate clothes.
Does he just look like Blackbeard? Is that who he is?
No, it's a lot more suave than that. He's a lot more dressed up.
Okay. That seems ironic since his name is Chaos, but okay.
It does, but there's a reason for it.
I vote we sail away for right now, because that is Chaos incarnate, and I...
All right, don't have to tell me twice. Okay. It's like, what do I add? It's like, I need to actually have my character sheet up.
All right, so now, Fika, you're repairing a subsystem, which is rolling plus smart, and Malcolm, we'll see how that goes if you can pilot the ship.
I rolled a 10.
Okay. Well, we still have to see if you can pilot the ship.
Can I help with repairing since we're not fighting this round?
You can, yes.
Okay.
But this would be, you know, assist a friend, and you just have to say how you're assisting a friend, and then it'll use those rules.
Okay. That is a 7.
So that will give you one camaraderie that you can spend on this.
Okay. So Vi is getting them the sails, right?
Yep.
Okay, so if she's, like, climbing and unfurling them, Gyla's, like, adjusting them with whatever wind is going here, and they're kind of, like, calling back and forth on how to get them into place so that we can move at speed.
All right. And Gyla... Or not, Gyla, Vika, you need to make a roll for repairing those sails.
Yeah, my one question is, can I use my faction ability to get a +1 when fixing an item under duress?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay, works. Then that's a 10.
Nice. Did you use the camaraderie?
I did not.
Okay, I think, well, so technically it's an 11, because I think with a 7 you have to use the camaraderie on this roll.
Yes, I think so.
All right, so the sail drops, and you manage to, like, pull it taut, and catches the wind, and you immediately lurch forward and begin racing through the water. As you do, you look back, and you can see the comparatively sized ship. Like, it is massive. It is still absolutely gaining on you as you sail away from this. What do y'all do?
Can how many sails do we have?
Just the one.
Just the one. Oh, shoot.
It's a very small ship that you're
okay.
on.
Okay.
Yeah, the one behind you would have, like, 3 sails, multiple decks, mini cannons.
Yeah.
Can I conjure more sails for us?
Ooh, kind of.
I mean, I can make a roll for it, but, you know, like...
So, do you remember how I've said sometimes there's, like, a roll, but the answer is no? This is kind of one of those cases. I would not mind you trying, though, because you will learn something valuable.
Cool, I'm good with that. I think Sully would definitely try to use his weird powers in
sure.
to make constructs and do other stuff. So
yep.
So I will do that when it comes around to us all rolling.
Okay, what's everyone else doing?
Okay, wait, so is there another sail or not? I'm sorry.
Right now, that's what Sully's going to try to do, but okay. Remember, ship combat happens at the same time. So you're all doing an action at
yes.
once,
okay.
essentially.
So Mal is going to try to get the ship steered as close to following the wind as possible. Like, he's trying to get as much wind in the sails as he can. That is another 10.
Okay. And Vika and Gyla?
Is the mast and sail that we have currently repaired, or no?
Yes.
Okay. Can I create trouble?
Oh, how would you like to do that?
Make a powder keg to drop in the water.
Oh, I mean, that's cool. It's cooler than what I was going to say.
Well, now I want to know what you were going to say, too.
I was going to say I was going to use the use a spyglass and try to reflect light, like, right into, like, aim a beam of light at the face of Chaos so that they can't see.
That makes sense. You can do either one. They're both good.
I also want Gyla to just be making impossible shots at the cannons. Like, I want her to be expertly good because it's just like an explosion doing it more so.
I think she would drop a powder keg in the water. That's a good idea.
Okay.
And so she weights it so that it, like, slowly rises back to the surface so they won't see it. So that would be deal damage, I guess?
Yeah, you can decide whether you want to try to deal damage or whether you want to try to, like, mess with their ship and create a hassle.
So you can deal them damage or you can destroy a subsystem, basically.
Okay. At this point, I'll destroy a subsystem. I'll try to, like, poke a hole in their ship that they have to deal with. That is an 8.
Okay. And... Vika.
I'm gonna create trouble by making sure that all of the cannons are loaded and ready to go.
Okay, I like that.
Do I need to roll for that?
Yeah, go ahead and roll for that. It'll be relevant here in a minute.
What would you say that would... What would I add to that?
I'm gonna go cool on that, I think.
Okay, that's a 9.
Am I rolling weird? I assumed I was. I just wanted to double check.
You would be rolling weird for this, yes.
Okay.
All right, so what did you roll for me real quick, Sully?
14.
So, you're in what you assume is the cognitive realm, and you've created things in the cognitive realm before, almost at this point, effortlessly. As you reach your will towards these sails in an effort to change them, to make them grow, to expand them, to maybe even just change your ship, you know, make it larger, make it faster, you can feel almost like you're missing a limb. It's just not there, that muscle. You strain and make a great effort. The sail ripples and maybe you see it expand in size a little bit, but it does not have the effect that you would be used to. Your ability to kind of create objects at will seems to be significantly diminished, at least at the moment, within this place. So again, that's a thing that you learned something, even if it's, you know what I mean? It's like you didn't roll poorly and this was a thing you were going to have to find out eventually. So this is a way for you to find that out.
Does it feel like I'm missing a limb, or it's like I just can't reach it?
I'm trying to think of the right way to put this.
Like, does it feel like it's inaccessible, like it's locked off from me, or does it feel like it's gone, is what I'm kind of getting at?
I don't want to imply something incorrectly to you. I would say to you it feels like it's gone, not like it's locked off, but I want you to understand that that is, realm-specific. It's not like chaos messed with you. Chaos put you in a place where you work differently. Okay. Home turf advantage.
Okay, no. I just wanted to, basically, my metagame question is, like, is this something Sully should be trying to figure out how to fix, or is he just, like, kind of stuck?
No, this is home turf advantage. Okay. Chaos drug you down. Like, imagine that, like, your ability is to, you know, like, sculpt ice. He basically drug you to a place where there's no ice to sculpt.
No, that's fine. I just wanted to make sure, you know, I didn't want to just start being like, well, if I do this thing, maybe it'll work. And you're just like, no, please, please.
No, definitely not. There's a reason he took you here. He wants you to be at a disadvantage.
Okay, no, that's fine. I just wanted to make sure that I'm understanding you, so I'm not sniffing every chemical in the room trying to figure out what the clue is.
No, I get you. So, Malcolm, you bring the ship around. You can feel the speed increasing as the large vessel behind you matches your direction and is still gaining. Meanwhile, Gyla, you throw a keg out of the back of the ship and you time it just perfectly. You can see it pop up right next to the enemy's vessel as it explodes, ripping a hole in the ship. You can see creatures being flung up into the air as their bodies entirely made of that kind of slimy flowing flesh that makes up all these chaotic creatures. What specifically stands out to you in this case is there is no effort at all at shape or form given to those. They are just non-distinct, unformed things that can move stuff that are sliding all over the surface of Chaos's ship, as he stands at the helm looking quite proper. But the ship is still moving. Meanwhile, Vi, you load all the cannonballs and begin to, like, aim, or you load all the cannons and, like, set the aim to where you're ready to fire as soon as that ship comes alongside you, which, as you all watch, with nothing else that you can do, it does slowly glide up next to you. What does everybody do?
So, bad news, everyone. Some of my godlike harmony powers are not working here, which is not necessarily surprising, but...
Well, that's not good news.
Are they trying to board us?
Not yet, but they're not shooting, so they're doing something.
Okay, is that a cool thing? But it doesn't work if they're not boarding us. It doesn't work if they're
What do you want to do if they try to board you?
I mean, you can save it until they inevitably board us.
I was going to jump off the mast with a rope and swing down and cut their ropes as they try to board us. But, you know, like, I'm not going to stay up here and do nothing for a turn to be cool.
Allow me to say that this is more narrative than it is actually a contest that we are trying to determine. Half of this was you guys getting used to using the boat, so don't get too in the weeds about...
Oh, yeah, I know.
You know, stacking combat in your favor.
Can you find out what they're doing if you're up on the mast?
I mean, I can try. I can just, like, try to look at them. I stare intently.
You can do that. Is that what you would like to do?
Yeah, I'll do that.
All right, what's everyone else doing? You don't need to roll right now, Zach. You're good.
Oh, okay. Yay, because I rolled bad.
It's fine.
So, we firing?
Dyla, I'm a little worried that you asked before you did the explosion.
I just want to make it count, you know? Wait for the right moment. Strike. You got itchy cannon hands.
I imagine you saying that as the cannon's, like, lit. Waiting for the right moment. Just want to make sure.
Just want to make sure, and go.
Is that what Gila and Vika are doing?
That's what Gila's doing. I assume Vika is joining.
Yeah, no, Vika's going to take advantage of the fact that they haven't shot at us first.
All right, and Malcolm, what are you doing?
I think he is going to try to just keep the ship in a good, like, try to give ourselves a good angle to fire and try to present a bad angle for them to fire.
Girls on the guns.
Gotcha. Okay, so Malcolm, Gila, and Vika roll. Sully, you're not rolling, but it's for a reason.
7.
11.
Okay.
Is it a straight roll?
You'd be rolling plus cool.
Okay, 8.
Perfect. So you managed to angle your ship so that their cannons don't have, like, good trajectory on you. And meanwhile, Sully, far above, you hear the really rather loud crack as two cannons fire from your ship, smashing cannonballs into the enemy's vessel. You can see standing on the helm, Chaos looking up at you, again, still just smiling ear to ear, as he gestures to one of his crew members, I say in air quotes, and a slithering creature gloms its way onto the wheel and holds it steady as he, as Chaos draws a sword and leaps just clear across the two ships while they're in motion, landing on your deck.
I am so glad all of you made it and have figured out how to sail your ship. I am just thrilled.
You don't sound that thrilled.
Oh, I am! I am. This is already more fun than I've had in years! I mean, do you know how long I've been cat-and-mousing with your crew, all the while avoiding big conflicts, all the while avoiding the fights that I wanted to have? You all just kept messing with my plans. Sully, get down here! I want to have a word with you. I'm so happy that you're all finally here and that we get to do this.
Are you going to whip out a cup of tea for each of us?
No, not at all. I'm going to try to kill you, but I'm doing it with style. Don't just see the pageantry's part of it.
Well, now I see that you're into pageantry, which I can get behind. But the problem I see with doing it in this realm is that you don't have an audience. Now, what's pageantry without an audience?
Oh, I don't care about people at all. At all. It's just for me. I don't need people to see this. I just need to defeat Sully. Honestly, you guys are kind of here as the audience or the extras. More what you're here for is emotional anguish for Sully. Sully, have you gotten down off of the crow's nest yet?
At a certain point, I was going to swing down, but everyone just kept talking. So, so yeah, Sully will swing down. Very cool. Very much more in control than we have seen Sully.
He's in his element.
It's not that he's so much in his element. It's just like since last arc, he's just like completely confident in himself. Like not arrogant, just knows exactly what to do in his limits.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So I feel maybe a chat is overdue. Maybe just a little chat just to talk about how this relationship is supposed to work. Sullivan, you are not meant to be, trying to think of the right way to put this, avoiding me and avoiding our conflict, which is what it feels like you're always doing. What, you always are kind of ruining my ability to do what I'm supposed to do in the galaxy. That's not really how this works. We're supposed to fight it out. One of us kind of becomes the dominant force in the galaxy for a while, and the other one goes and licks his wound, and then we do that on repeat for the rest of eternity, until your body rots away and crumbles, and you foist this onto someone else, and I do the same thing, and then it all repeats. But for some reason, you keep managing to thwart my little plans, my little chess moves, and I'm getting tired of it. So, now we get to have this out, we're gonna find out who wins, and who's gonna be in like a weird, thoughtful coma for like a while, and then, you know, and then I get to win, basically.
Well, if, I keep thwarting your chess moves. Maybe you should try something more your speed, like checkers or maybe tic-tac-toe.
I decided Scary Monster Ocean was more my speed. And what's even more my speed is letting you bring all your friends to come with you so you can watch them die. That's the plan. Don't you see the beauty of it? I want to fight you, but I want to break you first.
It's cute that you think you can, but you've tried to kill us since we became a crew, actually, right?
I know.
On eight, not Navis, what was that first world we went to that you couldn't even stop us when we had no idea who you were?
Well, okay. Now, that we weren't exactly on the same playing field yet. I don't know if you can count that as a score in your favor. We're getting ahead of ourselves.
Hold up. I think that's a score in our favor. Wouldn't you agree, guys? I had no powers of a god. He had the infinite, boundless, limitless power of a ship that was the size of a planet. And we killed his, like, lieutenant. I think that's a win for Harmony.
Sounds like a win to me.
Okay, I'll give it to you. All right, fine. But the point is, that's why you're here now. Because you keep kind of cheating. I feel like you're being unfair. You know, you have the outlaws backing you up. That seems unfair. You keep getting all the other factions to work together. Seems unfair. I just want to have a fight with us. Just
wait, you realize we only united the factions because you took over the Interstellar Council.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I didn't like that you did that. That was not what I wanted to have happen.
Yeah, so you're saying we cheated by following your own rules.
Okay, see, but that feels like I should be cheating. I'm Chaos. That's the point, right? Chaos is supposed to cheat. That's my job in this.
No, you're supposed to be unpredictable, I think, because if you always cheat, then you're more ordered, actually. If we expect
Who could have predicted Sea of Monsters? That seems unpredictable to me, right, crew?
He, like, points up at his crew of, like, blobs that all just kind of, like, slop around.
The Sea of Monsters isn't... it's a nice touch, but the predictable part was you trying to, like, put us in your home field so that that you would nerf my powers. You know, if you were really Chaos, you'd
be... Yeah, sorry about that. Sorry about that. Is a little... That was also... That was another reason. It's because I want to win, and I wasn't winning. So...
So what's the game here?
The game is... Oh, boy, I'm so glad you asked. It's going to be really fun. What's going to happen is you're all going to go around, and you're going to fight these horrible creatures that I've made for you. And then after those creatures hopefully slowly kill off like half the crew, in desperation, you're going to try to fight me. And then I'm going to kill Sully. Oh, I'm going to kill him so good. I'm going to bury him so far in this chaotic hole that Harmony will never again show its face. And then the cherry on the top is I'm going to get to watch all of your friends that you've gotten to work together out in... the regular galaxy blow themselves apart over Avis. This is my plan. And you can't escape!
There is one flaw in this plan. You've killed me before and it didn't really stick, so you
I know. I didn't bury you deep enough. I'm not gonna make that mistake again, Sullivan.
You say that, but I don't think a single plan of yours has worked.
I did get Avis, but You know,
it worked really well. All your watchers are gone. Avis is no longer under your control.
The thing is, I agree with you. The problem is I agree with you, which is why I'm trying something new. And I'm excited. I'm excited. Look at this chase we just had. That's the kind of exciting contest I've wanted. My ship has holes in it. I love it. Look at my crew. They're all getting blown up. It's just madness. And I can't wait. So I just wanted to wish you all good luck, Sullivan. I hope your favorite crew dies first. Hope you're really angry by the time you get back to me. And so I'll just kind of be around waiting for you guys to really get desperate enough that you need to kill me.
I don't think you're going to be around. And Vi shoots him.
Okay, roll an attack.
I love it.
I was really waiting for Lucy to just appear behind him, towering over him to throttle him.
That's a 10.
Nice.
Okay, so you pull out your, you know, flintlock pistol, and you just shoot him, and he just starts laughing.
Oh, you can't possibly. Oh, you think I would let any of you but Sully hurt me? I mean, come on. only chaos and harmony. That's the only thing that has any power here. This is a duel, and the rest of you really, like I said, just basically here is cannon fodder for Sully.
And as he's talking, he looks down, and he's bleeding from his stomach. And he just kind of, like, looks down, looks up at you, looks back down, and just goes, I think I have to go. And then he just walks backwards off the deck and falls into the water. You see him kind of, like, scramble back over to his ship, grab onto it, and it just sinks into the water.
Okay, now I'm confused.
Gyla high fives Vi.
Returns the high five. So does that... Did I do something to him or did I not? He said I didn't, but...
Well, I wouldn't trust anything that comes out of the lion bastard's mouth, so I would say yes, you did do something.
Yeah, seems to me that he didn't expect you to do anything, and then you did, and he is concerned. That's what it looked like to me.
So, Sully, maybe you being here is more powerful than Chaos was banking on.
Maybe. I don't know. This seems like it's going to be rough regardless. Even if we are more powerful than we initially, or he initially presumed.
Well, now, and he said something interesting. He said only the powers of harmony and chaos function here. And so now, like, us individually don't have powers of harmony, but if we're working in tandem, maybe that can generate some harmony spark with Sully as our kind of amplifier battery.
I mean, you all have been touched by harmony as well.
Right.
Like, I've cleansed you of chaos before with harmony power, and we live in the same 30 by 30 foot cube, so.
So I guess what I'm saying is we have to avoid slipping to the chaos side, as it were. And even if it's the easy thing, which I know, preaching to the choir, I'll do my best, but I have to admit these cannons are pretty cool. I'm excited about them. I hope maybe like Vi and I doing it together is more on the harmony side of working together than the chaos side of shooting cannons, which I'm very excited to do. But we'll see.
I really just love listening to Gyla try to describe things. Like, well, I can shoot the stuff and then maybe you can do the map, but I can shoot, so I'll do that.
I will miss Gyla after this.
Me too. She knows her strengths.
All right, what's everyone doing? You are alone, adrift in an ocean.
Singing a sea shanty.
Is it one of those things where, like,
hurdy-gurdy?
Is this one of those things where we, like, look in all directions and there is nothing but water?
There is nothing but dark, too thick water, like almost oil. And above you is a, like, clouded, constantly moving sky. So it's, like, almost a little bit vertigo-y to look up because the sky is moving so much. But there is no, like, distinct sun or moon. It's just kind of a constant gray.
No sun, no moon, no land.
Mm-hmm. At least not immediately visible.
Mm-hmm.
My thought, though, is I think if we take out these horrible, terrible monsters, it will weaken Chaos. I don't think he wants us to know that, and I think he wants it to weaken us more than it weakens him and causes me anguish. But I think he also cares about you guys as well. I think there's a reason you guys are here. I don't think it's just to be my cannon fodder. That seems a little bit too straightforward for him. I think he wants to make you guys suffer too.
Does he, like, feed off of our pain, I guess? Emotional distress?
I think he's what you have called him before, a dick. And I think he just wants us to suffer at a certain point.
Well, we've also thwarted his plans for the last however long he's been doing this. Or I guess however long we've been in business. So I'm sure defeating not just you, but taking all of us down would be cathartic.
Some vengeance is probably in order, yeah.
I think he's also particularly bad at his job. If he spent thousands of years setting up these factions to sow chaos in the universe, and it takes five ragtag outlaws to unite everyone against him.
To be fair, I think there's quite a showdown shaping up, you know, with the rest of our mortal bodies in the other realm. So I won't speak too soon on that, but...
To the fact that he had to remove us from the equation to have any chance of success seems like he's bad at his job, I'm just saying.
Or maybe we're just really good at our jobs.
I like that interpretation, yeah.
Anyway, I think we should go kill these chaos monsters to weaken him and then punch his face? Kick his teeth in is what you said, right?
Right.
Yeah, what direction are we going? What's the plan here? Is there a map on this ship? Do we...
I point them to the comm array. It's just a map. It's just ocean. There's no islands. It's just a blank map of the ocean.
Divided into quadrants with nothing in them.
Nope.
Yeah, we kind of
said...
There's
nothing yet. You haven't gone anywhere.
We kind of said that there was a map somewhere.
You did.
Can we find it and see what's on it? If there's anything?
So this is... you remember that time in... Give me a second. Undertown, where I said that you said the answer to the puzzle, like, an hour before you solved the puzzle and then didn't do the thing that you said and instead did a bunch of other stuff? You've already... said the answer to this puzzle. Like, you've technically already done the answer to this puzzle.
Okay, but
don't we just say, can't I give a direction? Like,
yep. Sully just knows the direction because he can reach out with Gaius.
Right. Well, we were having a conversation about it. Is what we were having.
I also think our characters would try to figure that out. So
yeah, like, I don't think like I knew that was the answer. I was like, we're just role playing stuff.
Oh, okay. That's fine. That's fine. I feel bad sometimes when I feel like, you know what I mean? You know how this goes sometimes.
Oh, no. We're adding flavor to your narrative. You know, your thing's like an oatmeal, like nutritious, but not really there until we add like the nice, like granola on top.
I think I'm offended. Anyways, your ship sinks. You all die. That's the end of this game. I quit. All right, so Sully, reach out with your mind, you get a heading, and set sail for your first horrible monster. We hope you enjoyed this latest episode of Outlaws Wanted. Music for this show is from danosongs.com, audionautics.com, zapsplat.com, and in the public domain. If you like this show, you can check out more of our actual play podcasts at the Wandering Gamer Network's website or on Podbean. You can also interact with us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. We also post Let's Play videos under our YouTube channel, The Wandering Gamer Network, and on Twitch we can be found at wandering_gamers. Now remember,
it's not the outlaw that makes trouble, it's the trouble that makes the outlaw.